John McCain spent the day studying up for Wednesday night's presidential debate. Barack Obama knocked on a few doors in one corner of Ohio, while Sarah Palin was on the road to an evening event in a different corner of the state. Altogether, a pretty quiet day on the campaign trail as things go, except for a Democratic rally in Scranton, Pennsylvania, with a decidedly retro feel.
Thank you.
It is great being back in Scranton.
The Clintons, Hillary and Bill, making their first joint appearance on behalf of Senator Obama today. At their side, native son and vice presidential nominee Joe Biden. NPR's David Wellna is there, too. David, both Senator Biden and Hillary Clinton have roots in Scranton. What did they have to say today?
Well, Andrea, in many ways, this rally was as much about the Clintons as it was about Barack Obama and Joe Biden. This, after all, is part of Pennsylvania where Hillary Clinton also got three-quarters of the votes in the Democratic primary. And she not only reminded people here of her local family roots, but she also sounded as if she were still running for the White House, talking about all the things that she's been fighting for 35 years. And, you know, a few times the crowd of several thousand at Scranton's Riverfront Sports Complex broke into chants of Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. But Senator Clinton also made clear she's no longer a candidate. She even said she looked forward to that day when she'd be on the back lawn of the White House and President Obama would be signing into law the reform of the health care system she's been fighting for. And she ended on a note of caution. She said, things may look good in the polls right now for Obama and Biden, but she said nobody should be lulled into a false sense of security. Democrats, after all, have won only 3 of the last 10 presidential elections, and 2 of those, she said, were won by her husband.
David, what about Bill Clinton? He's been criticized for not supporting Senator Obama strongly enough in some of his speeches. Did he come across that way today?
Well, you know, I think the former president has some patching up to do, especially after his remarks on TV last month, praising John McCain, saying he's never concealed his admiration and affection for McCain and calling McCain a great man. I'm not sure he completely set the record straight today in the 8 minutes or so that he spoke. A lot of it was about how hard Hillary Clinton's been working for the Obama-Biden ticket. Far more, he noted, than any other runner-up ever has in his lifetime. And he also said rather cryptically that no matter what happens to him and Hillary from here on out, they'll be leaving the world ahead. But yes, Bill Clinton did finally get around at the very end of his remarks to praising Obama for all the great people he surrounded himself with. And he said, you've got to ask yourself, who's got the best instincts in supporting Cass? And he said, the answer is clearly Barack Obama, and that's why he said both he and Hillary were here today.
Sounds like a pretty interesting day there, David. Quickly, do you have any idea how big a role the Clintons will have in the rest of the campaign?
Well, they're both plunging into the campaign. Bill Clinton, in fact, left early to go campaign later today for Obama in Richmond and Roanoke, Virginia. And over the next few days, he's going to be going to events in Ohio and Nevada, which were battleground states that he won both times that he ran for president. And Hillary Clinton plans to hold a fundraiser for Obama tonight in Philadelphia and campaign tomorrow around there for swing voters who are still trying to make up their minds. Mm-hmm. And she's also planning swings through Ohio, Florida, Omaha, and Nebraska this week. They're fully into it now.
NPR's David Wellna in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Andrea.